Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hope you survived last night. A lot of fun. We dissected that in the first hour. We'll do a little bit more of the draft. Rich Eisen, the host from the NFL Network, will stop by. Final hour, Bill Hader. He's the star of Barry on HBO. Phone calls are always welcome. Email, tweets, all-around support. We say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country. In case you're wondering, and I know you are, it's a Meat Friday, and Tyler, the moderator, has smoked beef back ribs, barbecued baked beans, grilled street corn. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Poll question for hour two, Seton. What are we going to go with?
So glad that you asked that.
Okay.
I could tell you the poll question for hour one as
okay.
well.
Okay. All right.
If you would like to
okay.
hear that.
Okay. All right.
We went with hour one. I just threw up there. What team won day one? The NFL draft. Okay. The runaway winner, not even close, 63% of the vote, the Jets.
E-T-S.
Jets. Mets. Nets.
Jets. Yeah, it's a great day in New York today. Giants did well, I guess. They decided not to pick up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones. I think that's a positive, too, for Giants fans.
No
yes,
offense.
Yes, Marv.
It's a great day until both teams start playing.
Wow. Wow.
Let's go, number one. Oh, let's go. Oh, God.
The backroom guys are going crazy. I got Jets and Giants guys in the back room. Oh, man. We got one guy, Rob, who came in, and Rob looks like he's about 5'6". Normally, he came in, he looked like he was 6'6 today. He's just strutting in, his hair is flowing like he's Fabio, and he's just going, we had a great night last night, like we did. We did. If you're watching on Peacock, we're showing him in the back. He's got his hoodie on. He doesn't say a word, doesn't want to be on camera, doesn't want to be on the air. He just does a great job for the newsletter. But, oh, man. And then I would just walk back, and then I would just listen. I was eavesdropping on the backroom guys. And, you know, who had a better draft? You know, you got Ray the intern and his Lions. And so they're just going back and forth. We had a great night. No, we had a great night. when you're a fan of a losing team, this is a victory. And I let him take a victory lap today. Yeah, Paulie.
We got to get an intern who likes the Jaguars and put him back there just to finish it off.
In fact, yeah, we're only hiring people who root for fan or teams that aren't any good. Paulie got the job years ago. He's a Bears fan.
Hey.
Yeah. Marv's a Niners fan. Fritzy, Broncos fan. Seton was a Patriot. You're just a Tom Brady fan.
I jump to whatever team is going to be the most fun on the show.
Okay. So who are you a fan of now?
Well, I mean, TB12 is still in the league, okay. So my Buccaneers are...
Yeah. Fritzy's got his football T-shirt on. If you would like to order that, you can have that very T-shirt. Man, that is tight.
A little tight.
And
it's
you
XL, so I don't know if it's... It was misprinted on the back of the label.
It's not misprinted.
It's actually an L.
Are you...
He skimped out on the material.
So wait. The reason why the shirt is tight, because it's the shirt's fault?
A little bit to do with overconsumption and more calories consumed than burned. Some of it, though, I think this is more of an L than an XL.
And what are we doing with the shorts there?
I love these. They're very comfortable shorts. Yeah. These are Link Soul shorts, as a matter of fact.
Yes, Marv.
If you want to know how cold it is, just look at Fritzy's shirt.
Yeah. Or his shorts.
Peacock.
Wow. That's a shot in the ass.
Man.
Mix all. Very revealing.
Peacock is the exclusive. Peacock.
Whoa.
What's going on here?
Exclusive streaming. That was not by design.
That was not the planned read.
That was.
One thing to make fun of tiny hands. You got to draw the line somewhere.
Peacock is the exclusive streaming home of Yellowstone. Head to the ranch and stream all four seasons of the record-breaking hit series. Go to peacocktv.com. Sign up now. You know what, Marv? I think you got to get a Kenny Pickett jersey, you know, with the small hands. I think you got to support him. Yeah, Marv. Whoa, I just called him.
What's going on with you today, dude?
I'm losing it.
There goes Marvin. He's walking out.
I'm sorry I called you McLovin. Then I called Dan Orlovsky. Dan Overlock is a former employee. He was two-a-days. Oh, man. I'm sorry about that. Yes, Marv.
No, so about Andy Dalton. All right.
What?
I forgot what I was going to say now.
If you say Seton Oberman sometime, I'm going to get you checked.
Yeah, Seton.
Like Rob Ass in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the other Rob. Sorry.
Yeah. There was a lot that happened last night. You know, the draft and the run on wide receivers. Everybody passed on Malik Willis. Patriots drafted a player who had a third-round grade, and they drafted him in the first round. I thought the Cowboys had a reach as well. You know, they went for an offensive lineman out of Tulsa, and then Jerry Jones makes it seem like, yeah, that's who we wanted. Let me see. The Cowboys drafted offensive tackle Tyler Smith, 24th overall. He was ESPN's 33rd ranked prospect. There are other websites that had him ranked in the 50s, but they drafted him. And then Jerry Jones wants to show off to the media and say, no, we had this guy ranked, you know, really high. He shows their draft board to the media yesterday. And his son goes, hey, don't show them that. And I'm thinking, what is Jerry doing? But they got their offensive lineman here. Yeah, Paul.
Remember when the Cowboys were rolling, when they, Zach Martin, Smith.
Oh, I'm fine, but the guys that they took back then had higher grades than Tyler Jr. Smith III. Yes, Paul.
One question I was thinking, with the second round starting today, the New York Giants just passed on Daniel Jones' fifth-year option, which doesn't exactly mean they're moving on from him, but it's kind of like step one. They could they should be able to get Malik Willis, Desmond Ridder, Sam Howell, or Matt Corral. If you were the New York Giants, would you do that? You had the fourth pick of the second round.
I don't want to take a quarterback just because, you know, we didn't pick up the option on Daniel Jones. Okay. Like, I don't think these are great quarterbacks. Certainly not right now. And if you're going to say, hey, take Malik Willis, and then he'll be the guy in waiting for next year, and you really believe that, then fine. It's the teams that take a quarterback because, well, we got to get a quarterback here, or let's take a chance on a quarterback here. There's other things that happened. The A.J. Brown to Philadelphia surprised me. I know that he wanted a lot of money. Philadelphia immediately signed him up to a $100 million deal. The Ravens, Hollywood Brown going to Arizona. He played college ball with Kyler Murray, so I understand that. The Patriots drafting a third-round player in the first round. What's his name? Strange? Cole Strange. I like the name. Cole Strange. What? Yeah, Cole Strange. So the Jets roll. Titans trade A.J. Brown. Pickett goes to Pitt. And I feel bad for the guys who get the advice from their agent to show up at the draft. Matt Corral showed up last night. And I like him, but I would have told him, I don't think you should show up. Now, unless you go, hey, I could get a little airtime for my client or whatever it is. But, you know, Malik Willis has got to be a little frosty, I think. Because he probably thought, all right, maybe late, and who knows, maybe Carolina. Then all of a sudden, they know that they're not going to be selected. And then all of a sudden, the draft party starts to break up. Is it okay if I leave? Yeah, go ahead. You know, I know we were supposed to stay for a couple more hours, but I'm gonna get out of here. Yeah, go. And then they went to Malik Willis's draft party. He's not even there at the draft party.
People,
I think he's
standing,
like,
around.
Yeah.
His drink spilled.
Like, what are you going to do? I don't know.
But isn't there the upside? If you're like Matt Corral, if somehow you're the last pick of the first round, you're there for it. And you kind of have the second round to yourself. There's no one else to interview back there. There's going to be like three dudes. And those three dudes are going to get a lot of airtime.
Who's the other guy with Georgia? N'Kobe Dean? Man, did that guy look fresh. He had a great outfit. Problem is, he didn't get drafted. It's like, if you dress like that, you got to get drafted. It was, I mean, he was ready. He looked like a first-round draft pick. Yeah, Marsh.
Are they having a real issue with their agent right now? Like, oh, you're definitely going to be, you know, a first-rounder. Or did a team say, hey, if you get the 21, there's no way we're passing up on you? And because you've heard that before from different players throughout different leagues. Hey, if you're at 14, you're there. And they wait until the second round.
Yeah. I would have said to Matt Corral, Matt, nah, I don't think. You know, it's like one of those where he comes downstairs and he goes, we're ready to go to the draft. And you're like, no. How about we go see a movie? Something like that. Maybe a show. Maybe a long show or something. And then we'll have a long dinner, and then we'll have a few drinks, and then that should be the end of the night, because you're not getting drafted in the first round. I did feel bad, but, you know, their pain is our entertainment. I thought the commissioner was way, way, way too aggressive on stage.
Physically?
Yeah. Like, he was way too, bro, yeah, man. You know, meanwhile, this is the guy who's probably going to fine you or suspend you at some point in your career and side with the owners on everything that happens in the NFL. But hey, bro, welcome to the NFL. Yes, yeah,
I completely disagree just based on the last thing that you said. Welcome to the NFL. It's like, you, maybe I'm too like sentimental about it or something. But if you think about all the work that these kids put in, and then they're finally, they've been dreaming about that moment since they were like 7 years old. And then you finally walk across the stage to get that hug. Like, welcome, dude. Like, you made it. You made it. You did it. Yeah. It's a great moment.
Yeah, it's time.
And then he had a complicated handshake for each one of the draftees.
Oh, I know.
I saw that.
I saw that. Plus, didn't he look like a branch manager for a bank up there? Like, I got to get a little bit more flavor with the commissioner. Yeah, dude.
But you can't have more flavor with the commissioner and also want him to be more subdued.
No, if he's going to be as aggressive, you know, alpha up there, then dress a little bit more. Like, have, you know, maybe a taupe suit on or something like that. He looked like a branch manager.
Congratulations,
up there.
Your loan has been approved.
Yes.
Yeah, after hugging Zion Johnson, I heard him say rates are down this month. I really would lock in something before the...
I would do that 15-year fixed is what I would do.
Oh, and welcome to the NFL.
Yes, welcome to the NFL.
I'll be finding you shortly.
Yes, Paulie.
But what if Commissioner Goodell next year goes, oh, you know, I want to fit more in. I'm going to put on a nice pair of jeans and like some slip-ons.
What is Vegas? Does that guy look like Vegas? I don't know. He stood out. And then he, you know, those hugs. I don't think he's hugged his wife like that in years.
What if they did actually hug that?
Like every when he time saw he saw her,
he dapped her up like that. Like, let's go. Yeah.
I love you.
Every morning when she comes downstairs with the number one pick, Shirley.
That is kind of a funny skit when you think about it. Yeah. Everywhere he goes, everybody, like in the NFL office, like, oh, God, here comes Roger. Hey, come here. Yeah. I love you.
5'7", 125 pounds.
Yeah. Howard Katz, who does the scheduling for the NFL. Hey, come here.
Come on, is that the best you got?
Come on. Hey, Marv, what?
I could respect his dedication to learning the dap hug. He's on top of it. Now, I hate the suit. He should have worn, like, maybe all black, so it's
okay.
A little Vegas-y.
Hello, you know, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah, branch manager on, you know...
He looked like
casual Friday. Yeah. No raise, but here's a pizza party.
Yes, Tom.
So I should wait a little for my next request for the commissioner. I should probably space this
it
out.
It ain't happening. It ain't happening. I mean, let's put it this way. It's not going to hurt our chances with the commissioner. He's not coming on. Morgan in Maryland is back. Hi, Morgan. Rich Eisen will join us coming up on loan from the NFL Network. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Dan. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Yeah.
So, question about the draft last night. Great draft, but why did it make the players walk 37 miles to get to the commissioner? I mean, I feel like they could cut that walk in half and still give the backstory and then still have time for them to... It's just insane the amount of... It's just miles and miles.
I know, and I'm going to talk to Rich Eisen about this, but that should have been part of the Wonderlic test, that they created a maze for you to try to get out of to get to the stage. Sauce Gardner went the other way. And then he was like, oh. And then he turned around, he started to run, and he had his huge sauce piece of metal around his neck. And he's grabbing that so it doesn't chip his teeth. Yes, Paul.
And Lewis Riddick was breaking down. He goes, look at the change of direction on Sauce Gardner there when he saw it. You know, he was breaking down the moves.
That's what the Jets are getting.
That would be a chain of direction. Whoa. Okay. Bloop, 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 bloop. Okay.
Three. I got you. Three.
All right. Thank you.
Miles and miles.
Let me take a break here. We'll get to Rich Eisen. Bill Hader a little bit later on. I was looking at the Jets' odds now after last night's draft. I mean, they don't stink. They're actually, Vegas looks like they expect something out of the Jets, at least in the AFC East, not in the bigger picture with the Super Bowl. I'm wondering which team's Super Bowl odds improved the most last night. Because some of these teams probably, you know, the Rams didn't change because they didn't have a draft. But I'm wondering, of all of these teams, Philadelphia probably changed the most. We'll take a break. Back with Rich Eisen after this.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Groundbreaking runs in the family. Paulie, I just saw that you put down Rick Eisen for instead of Rich Eisen.
On the rundown?
Yes, you have Rick Eisen.
Rick?
Come on. You're better than that.
Well, that's kind of a cool. Rick Eisen sounds like a private detective. Rick Eisen.
No, he'd be Dick Eisen.
No.
Yeah. No, you're a private detective.
I'm Rick Eisen.
Rick Eisen. Let me just get to Rich. Anybody call you Rick before, Rich?
Great intro, guys. Really appreciate it. Coming before I come on, talk more about how Lewis Riddick broke stuff down, Paul. Great job, man. Appreciate you watching.
Yeah, but you know I was watching because I was texting you.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. I appreciate
yes,
that.
I was watching. That. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Paulie, you're watching Lewis Riddick on the Mothership, and you put down great. Rick Eisen.
I have multiple TVs, Dan. I was watching Charles Davis, watching everybody.
Paul, do we need to sidebar? I mean, is that what's going on?
We have one about once a year.
How you feeling today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. Yeah, last night was a blast. It was wild. I still can't believe we're in Vegas because this place, as you know, and the NFL have not really been intertwined that much on the forefront. I'm sure a lot of folks in this town have been very football centric, NFL centric, but I can't believe we're here, Dan. It's kind of wild.
But I can't remember a draft either, though, Rich, where, you know, 3 minutes before the commissioner gets up there, we don't know. Who right. You had Ian Rappaport on. He goes, I think it's Trayvon Walker, but I don't know. Why do you think there was this mystery with the
Jaguars? Well, the Jaguars were really tight-lipped about it, and there was no quarterback that just screams out at you, and there was also no defensive player, outside of Aiden Hutchinson that kind of screamed at you. And, you know, Trayvon Walker, as you saw, was part of a team that that had four other players taken from him. Packers took two Georgia defenders. And so, I mean, it was kind of way up in the air. And then right around pick 11, as soon as the Jets took Garrett Wilson, that's when the first trade came in. And then a record 9 trades in the first round, including 2 involving actual players in the NFL. That's never happened before either.
How much of a heads up do you get on a trade? Maybe not the draft pick, but the trade.
The trade, there's no heads up that a trade is coming. I mean, we realize it at the same time everyone else is when they switch out on the board, the team that's on the clock. I have no idea. They could tell me which pick has been chosen, but we specifically ask not to know. I'm not on Twitter. I put my phone down, except to read texts from you and others who are sending it to me. But I stay off of Twitter. I don't want to know. We just want to have a reaction. And I know that might come across as we're making it up because folks at home are on their second window and know information that we don't. But that's the nature of the draft now.
Can I talk to Rich, the Jets fan?
Yes. Hold on a minute.
Okay. He's going to go get Rich. And there he
is. What's up?
Hey, Rich.
How are you, Dan?
Hey, what did you think of the Jets draft?
That was unbelievable. Honestly, there's not a very high bar to leap over when you're a Jet fan on a draft night. But I loved Sauce Gardner. I wanted that pick. I've been literally saying it on my show every day. He's exactly what the Jets need. Certainly when you've got Tyreek Hill now in the division, the Bills looking the way they looked against the Chiefs, the Dolphins now so loaded at the spot, they say to Bill Belichick, why don't you have Devontae Parker? So they need to have someone who not only can cover them, but wants to. And then to add Garrett Wilson at receiver, those are the two best players at their positions that Daniel Jeremiah had on his board. And then to come back in and go get Jermaine Johnson II, who was top 10 on Daniel's board as well, to get him later on in the first round and still have a second round choice tonight. That's 38th overall from the Sam Darnold trade. I think it's a coup. It's exactly what the Jets needed at those positions. And it was smart. They worked the board. I can't believe I'm saying that about a Jets draft. Unreal.
What do you think of what the Eagles did?
I like that, too. I saw you left them out of your poll question today because they could have claimed to having had the best draft last night as well. You know, I saw you had the Giants and the Ravens there. You know, the Giants did well with Thibodeau and Neal. I liked the Ravens going with Kyle Hamilton a moment after they seemingly lost out on Jordan Davis to the Eagles, who traded up right in front of them. And then they came back in at the end of the first round as well for another player. I think the Eagles coming away with Jordan Davis and then drafting AJ Brown and getting him to a contract that appears to be right around $20 million, $21 million a year, which is, I think, a fair market value, signing for the Eagles. I thought they did a really good job last night, too.
Yeah, you know, when you throw in the trades and they're actual players being traded, and these are starters, and then, you know, Jalen Hurts is now on the clock. Like, we got your toys here. You wonder what's going to happen with Ryan Tannehill, you know, with Tennessee as they move forward. You had Lamar Jackson with the WTF when Hollywood Brown. Like, there was a lot more intrigue, and I said this the last couple of days going into the draft. It doesn't seem like there's drama, but there will be drama. It just happens. You know, they may not be recognizable names and may not be big names with quarterbacks there, but there's still interesting moves. You know, the Steelers, what they did. The Patriots, what they did. The Cowboys drafting an offensive lineman, and you're going, what are they doing? And then you get the trades there. Jacksonville's always interesting. Detroit, I like what Detroit did. But if you were saying this is the most puzzling move of round one,
it would have to be Belichick choosing a kid out of Chattanooga, Corey Strange, who everyone loves. And, you know, but it's one of those picks where anybody else makes it, you're killing them. This is the typical in Bill we trust pick. I enjoyed on our coverage showing the section of mystified Patriots fans who are in the draft hall. I mean, just imagine you fly all the way out from Logan, you know, to Vegas to hang out in Vegas all night long, watch Bill trade down, and they take some guy from Chattanooga you have to Google, you know.
Well, what did you think of the Rams' reaction when Les Snead and Sean McVay are talking to the media and they're having a draft party, and all of a sudden they go, what?
Right.
Cole Strange from Chattanooga to the Patriots. And then
yeah, McVay's like, we wasted our time looking at him, thinking he'd be there at 104, which is their first pick, you know, in the draft. And he's gone at 29. Yeah, that's the one right there. But, you know, who knows, man? You know, obviously the Packers need to get a receiver for Aaron Rodgers. They went and got two defenders off of one of the best defenses we've seen in college football. And we'll see what happens tonight. A.J. Brown, second-round pick. Debo, second-round pick. DK, second-round pick. Obviously, you can get game-changing receivers in the first round tonight.
Rich Eisen, NFL Network Emmy-nominated host, and you can see him throughout the coverage tonight. They start at 7 Eastern, also Saturday noon Eastern. Also, 18th annual Run Rich Run airs during the coverage of rounds 4 through 7. Wait, that's not how long it takes you to run it.
Nicely done, Dan. Nicely done. Yeah, you can time me. You can time me for picks 4 through 7.
I know.
Proverbial, you know, hourglass. But yeah, we ran it in the Rose Bowl this year.
I like how I'm so competitive. When Rich first ran, I remember texting him, I think. I said, I could run faster than that. And Rich goes, that's not what this is about. Like I'm competing with Rich and he's raising money and I'm thinking, what am I doing? Like it was one of those return to serves and I went, ow, okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's but I've been used to that, Dan. Just, you know, you being oddly competitive at the most inappropriate moments, and that's why you're beloved,
yeah,
Dan. And you know only one speed as well. So yes, NFL.com/runrichrun to raise money for St. Jude. We're going to be doing that all throughout the week and beyond.
What do you think second round? If you were going to go, here is your storyline for second round tonight.
Running backs. We haven't seen them. No tight ends, but running backs and then the quarterbacks. I think tonight's the night Baker gets traded. If somebody goes through the evening towards the end of the second round, don't get the quarterback they want. If Desmond Ridder and Malik Willis go off the board and a team that wanted them didn't get them. And then they might go for Baker Mayfield. Obviously Carolina doesn't have a pick all the way to tomorrow. So it, you know, really it's the Browns who are on the clock. Do they really want to come through this draft with him there on the team? Do they really want to take him into more OTAs and the mandatory OTAs? They really want to sit there in the summer thinking that they have him in their back pocket in case there's an injury or something like that, or a suspension for Deshaun Watson. Like, what's the point of holding on to him? And if you're paying Deshaun Watson that much guaranteed money, what's the big deal about eating more of it? Obviously it's their money, but I don't understand why you would even hold on to Baker Mayfield this long. He's an asset, of course, but he's no longer your asset. And so I think tonight would be the night. You know, Josh Rosen was traded on night two for a second round pick. I just don't know if that's what you'll get back for Baker if you're still standing pat on not eating his salary. That's kind of what's at play tonight.
Yeah, I would take Baker Mayfield. If I'm Seattle and I can get a guy who has proven to be a good quarterback, and he's going to be $18 million, and maybe the Browns pick up a good portion of that, and I have him on a one-year deal, and I just say, Baker, come on in and prove yourself. Chip on your shoulder. I mean, I'd rather do that than, you know, take one of these quarterbacks.
I know Seahawk fans might not like to hear this, but it's the truth. They signed Geno Smith, and they like Geno Smith. They really, really do. They liked what they saw out of him when Russell got hurt last year. They have Drew Lock. They might go ahead and draft a quarterback tonight, and thus I think the Seattle shop would be closed for Baker. Mm. It seems like Carolina might be the best spot for him. I don't know if the Saints are going to go in that direction either. The the windows of opportunity are really dwindling here for Baker Mayfield. And I don't know why the Browns would want to be left holding on to him when they hit the summer. I mean, it just, I don't know what way out there would be other than cutting him, which I know they definitely don't want to do that. So maybe trading him tonight would be the smartest move.
Congrats on the Emmy nominations there. And we'll be watching rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday. You can see Rich in the Run, Rich, Run, and that'll be on the NFL Network.
So I don't, when you said we'll be watching, is it, can I count on that? That the entire Dan Patrick?
No.
Okay.
My wife and I, maybe.
Well, I guess that's, okay.
It could be me and my puppy.
Okay.
But we'll be watching.
Understood. The royal we will be watching.
Yeah.
Very good. I appreciate that. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
That's Rick Eisen of the...
I knew it. I knew it. Take care.
What a jerk I am. Thank you, Rich. That's Rich Eisen. Paul, you put down Rick Eisen.
And I've never done that before.
No, you haven't.
I kind of like it, though.
I don't think he did.
If your name, if you were born and your parents named you Richard... Would you? What would you go by if it was your choice? Let's say you got to like 12 years old and you could be Rick, Richie, Ricky, Richard, Dick. Is there any other offshoots of that? Because those are all offshoots of the name Richard.
Hmm.
What would you go with?
I would go with Rashawn.
With that accent?
Or it could be accent you. Ricard. I would like to be Ricard.
Rico? Rico Patrick?
Rico. Rico Cardi, one of my favorite players from the Braves.
I think I go Rick.
Rick?
Rick sounds like a guy who's got a Corvette. Corvette's a
hey.
Cool. Right?
Rick Eisen.
Corvette.
Hey, Rick.
Camaro driver.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Could also be a history teacher in New Jersey. It's my dad's name.
Oh, Rick. Oh, that's right.
Rick. Richard. And you know what? Growing up, it really bugged me when people called him Rich. Not that I have anything against the name Rich, but he was Rick.
There's a whole generation that Harry and Dick were, those were popular names.
Glad you paused just briefly. just briefly. Well done by you.
What is going on today?
Well, no, I'm just talking about names.
Those are names from the 40s and 50s.
Yes, that, you know, somebody was called Harry.
Pause. But Harry's back. The name Harry is well back.
Yeah, David Letterman's son is Harry.
Harrison and Harry are back.
Prince Harry.
Dick is still up.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But like Seton is Patrick O'Connor. He does not like Pat.
Or Patty.
Yeah, I think like it is funny how you introduce yourself. You say, hi, I'm Patrick. Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
Like, nah, if I wanted you to call me Pat, I would have said, hi, I'm Pat. I said Patrick.
A couple of phone calls here. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for Chat Bro, two times for my backroom bros. Listen, first of all, Dan, yesterday, Allen Iverson interview, bloop, 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 and I'm going to end it up with a Ross Tucker. Nice. That was a really, really good interview, man. You pulled the curtain back and had some really, really interesting things. I had to go back and listen to it again, bro. Number two, my man, Paulie. Up here teaching the kids about physics and science, my man. Ratio of a circumference of a circle to the diameter. That would be pi. And he's rocking that, man. Listen, you guys have to do a bet next year. Start talking about it now because that's the only thing. I was like, did somebody take a quarterback yet? Did somebody take a quarterback yet? It was so dope, man. Number three, Aiden Hutchinson. Oh, man, the guy coming back to Michigan. But I'm going to tell you who the stars were, his sister and his mom. My goodness, talk about thanking God for HD television set, man. Number four, my dude, my question to you is this. You've been doing this a long time, and I know you've probably got to mull over this a little bit. In your opinion, what has been the biggest reach and the biggest skid that you've ever witnessed? No Brady, because we know he was the, he was the biggest overachiever. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as talent to achievement ratio,
well, I would look at. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, and thanks for the call, Jeff, and have a great weekend. Aaron Rodgers was rumored to be going number one, and instead it was Alex Smith. Rodgers fell to the end of the first round, so that's a big jump for somebody. So you have to do this with. Somebody's projected to be a top five pick, and then they go to the end of the first round or out of the first round, then you would get, you know, the sliders. Yeah, Pauline.
He said, what was the biggest reach in draft history? You know what a name that popped in my head out of just, I was thinking, the Cowboys, I think this was like 2000, 2001, they drafted Quincy Carter, the quarterback of Georgia.
Yeah.
And people thought it was like two or three rounds too high. Great athlete, great-ish college quarterback. And they went all in on Quincy for a little bit. And I remember that was harshly criticized at the time with the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, they had a couple of those.
But then I saw a thing, the Cowboys, remember they drafted that lineman Travis Frederick a couple years ago with the 30th pick of the first round? I'm looking at all the things. Way too early, way too early, way too early. I think he went to four Pro Bowls.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up, and we'll update the poll results as well, I think. Aren't we, Seton, on this Meat Friday?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay,
sure.
All right. Well, Rick Eisen said that we didn't include a team on that poll.
Yeah, the Eagles. I didn't put them on there.
Yeah, why not?
Because I went to a website and looked at their draft grades, and I took only the ones that got A pluses.
Do you know a couple of weeks ago, Derek Stingley was as high as 70-1 to be the third overall pick, and then the Texans got him. I was looking at the Jets with those three picks, and some of the Vegas outlets have them, let's see, to win the AFC East, they were 30-1 prior to the draft. They're now 18-1. That's a pretty good jump there. I'm going to guess the Eagles probably made the biggest jump with Super Bowl odds because they got instant impact. Like, I know what I have in A.J. Brown. The other teams, they're not quite sure with these wide receivers, but it feels like those who got a receiver in the first round are going to get somebody who makes an immediate impact. Take a break. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. All righty. It is a Meat Friday. It's barbecue season, and the 2022 Timberline models are out. They are supermodels. Traeger provisions or new sauces like Show Me the Honey, all available at Traeger.com/DP Show. And remember, use the code DP Show to get free shipping. Let me see. I had some intel from a source about some of the draft picks. Let me see what I got here. So this is according to my source. The thought the run on wide receivers will produce modest returns, some reaches for sure. There will be more productive wide receivers going tonight. Packers know they can get high value with wide receivers in practically every round. Malik Willis is really a third-round value. The media has pushed him, but he's graded as a developmental starter. Just some intel there as we go into round two coming up tonight. Seton, poll question, results so far, please.
Yes, Dan.
Okay.
For hour two, we put up Dude off the NFL draft. This is a Paul Papp special.
Okay. Dude. Okay.
Your options are the Ravens trade Hollywood, Titans trade A.J. Brown, Malik Willis not taken, or the Pats reach with that pick.
Cole Strange.
Strange.
Hi, I'm Cole Strange.
Right now, 59% of the audience going with?
Patriots.
Titans trade A.J. Brown.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Mm.
Because, you know, when you have a team that, you know, their success is predicated on the run, you still need to have somewhat of a, not dangerous passing attack, but, you know, a legitimate one. So you don't have the defensive backs, linebackers creeping up there for Derrick Henry. Have a little bit more balance. And I think when Tannehill had that great year, I think he had 28 touchdown passes, they were legit. You know, that you did have to respect their passing attack. I don't know what they're going to be doing. I mean, you got Tannehill in his last year. You give up A.J. Brown. Yes, Seton.
What are your thoughts on Hollywood Brown going for a first?
I thought that was too much. I was surprised. But, you know, Baltimore, I think, did well. If he didn't want to be there and you got a first-round pick for him, I'm okay with that. You don't have to pay him.
That's a win for them, for sure.
Yeah, that's a win.
That's a win.
Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
I don't know what's on my mind anymore, Dan. Nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense. The whole world is just topsy-turvy, and I feel... I'm not picking on you, but I feel I have to point out what happened in the first hour. You were talking about some text exchange that you had with Paulie. Yeah. And then you went around the room to see, you know, what people thought. And this is a banner day for the Todd Nation, because you get to Todd, and in the history of the show, maybe in the history of the world, I don't think this has ever happened. Todd looked at you and said, dude, you're being too sensitive. I mean, it's a stellar day. This is a chill out. And then, Not to you know, to turn it on, but I have to tell you, my boy Todd is 100% correct. Forrest Gregg was the coach of the Packers for about 4 years in the 80s.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Doug. Yeah, I know Forrest played for the Packers, and hell, I forgot Bill Russell had 5 MVPs. So, well, at least I didn't call Rich Eisen Rick Eisen.
Yeah, it balances out. We all do it.
No, it doesn't. I'm thinking, man, I'm slipping here a little bit. Aaron Rodgers talked about the Packers and what they were doing. This is going into the draft. He was on Pat McAfee's show, and he talked about football is a business. You got to remind yourself of that.
Well, it is the business. You know, it's a tough business. It's a wonderful profession. Those of us who've been blessed to play for so long realize that completely. And there's a lot of things that happen that surprise you, even still. And I thought that based on the number that we offered Devontae and, you know, being able to play with me for a few more years would definitely make a difference. But in the end, I think he was ready to move on and wanted my help in making that happen. And it was a tough position to be in, for sure, because I love him and I care about him and want him to be happy. And he's definitely going to be missed.
Brian Gutekunst, who's the Packers GM, was quoted as saying, "We can't reach just because a player is a wide receiver." And it's a great philosophy. You know, you got all of these other players, second-round draft picks, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams. Packers know what they're doing when they draft. They got a really good history here. Would you like to have gotten some of these other players out of Ohio State or Alabama? I'm sure. But were you willing to do what Detroit did? Detroit went from 32 all the way up. Get Jameson Williams. But, you know, the Patriots did this. You know, they were getting players in the second, third, fourth round. You know, Troy Brown, running backs, David Patton. You know, it just felt like we'll find a receiver. Now, it puts more pressure on Rodgers, but, you know, that's the philosophy here. I got an over-under for you. Aiden Hutchinson sacks for the Detroit Lions. What do you think the over-under is for the first pick by the Lions? And then I also have Kayvon Thibodeau sacks over-under. Paulie, Aiden Hutchinson over-under sacks?
8.5.
7.5. Kayvon Thibodeau over-under sacks rookie year?
6.5.
8.5.
Ooh.
8.5. More phone calls coming up. Final hour. This Meet Friday. The great Bill Hader, star of Barry, joins us coming up in about a half hour from now. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.